Aren't you?
Top Fiber, this is Wilhelmina. How may I help you?
Yes, I'd like to try to get my billing problem straightened out before I have to cancel this.
Okay. Let's see what we have to do. All right. And can I have your name?
Mark Krizar, K-R-I-Z-A-R.
And you said Mark, right? And that was K A. You said K A R. Yep.
K R I. A R.
I don't know how I did that backwards. I am so sorry. All right. So I do see here, it looks like your time past due. So your current is
$69.99. That's what it was supposed to be last month, too. It took you that long to get this account set up.
Okay. All right. So you just want it to be the $69.99. I think there might be. Let me just take a look quick. All right, so 12111.
And the starting on my account should be 12-4, not 12-1.
Okay. All right. 199. Why is it 99? Because even if it was 99.99, that would have been the 2 gig, I think. Were you doing two right. gig and then went to one?
No,
I'm just asking. Okay, what happened?
Yes. I was beta testing for you guys since November.
Okay.
When it came to December 4th, which the beta testing ended, we went to 1 gig.
Okay. So it should have been 1 gig from the beginning. You were going to do two, but before we even started the cycle, you went to one. And so
I beta tested you at 2 gig.
Right. Okay.
And then when I decided to keep it, we went to 1 gig. I was told to go online and sign up, which I did with a credit card. But then they said, you know, it's misleading on your website that a credit card will give you the 1 gig, you know, at 69.
Okay. So
then that set my bank account up for me.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I have your account number. I see that you did go to 1 gig, and we just need to adjust the 99 to the 69.
Correct.
And then everything will be good? Okay. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to give that to my supervisor and see if she can go ahead and refund you that because you did go down to the 1 gig, and it just didn't catch up. So, okay.
Yeah, and the starting should be like, I don't know if it's a big deal, but it's supposed to be on the 4th of every month, Matt said.
Okay.
Or the
1st. It says invoice date is on the 1st. I know because I do, I'm pretty sure that it would be on it. I'm going to say the 4th, but let's see on what my statement says.
That might have been the problem. Maybe on December 1st, I was at 2 gigs, and then
Okay, so all right. So here's your bill for December 1st. All right, so I'm going to say that's that. That's 99 for 2 gig. Now let me just look at the next one. And then this is going to be 24 charges. You're just doing the internet, right?
That's just the internet, yep. That's
all
I've been offered. I don't,
there's
anything else.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. Okay. There we go. Let's get rid of that. I think this is going to tell me. Okay. Billing date. Okay. I was hoping it was going to tell me when it was going to take it out of your account. Let me see. Let me go here. I think it might tell me on the top. Give me just 1 second. Mark. January is our date. Okay. It doesn't tell me if it's, do you want to hold a minute? Let me just see if I can get a hold of her and find out, like, if we just do it all on a certain date or if it is actually on the first of the month, because it's really, it says total current charges due by January 16th. Your checking account will be automatically debited. All right, so I'm thinking it's due by the 16th, but we're automatically going to take it. So I'm thinking the 16th, but let me just make sure, because
all right,
it's important. Give me just a second. Good. Now, let's just see if she answers me back quickly. And if not, if you want, with the information that I got from you, if she doesn't answer me like right away, I can always give you a call back with the answer if you would like, just so I'm not cutting you up today. But if you want to hold with me, that's fine.
If I have a balance due right now, would you be slowing down the service?
No, I'm not going to, no. They want you to pay it immediately, but it's not, because it says your checking account will be automatically debited. So they'll take, I think, the past due is the 99, which we want to get it down to the 69, because you changed it 4 days into the month. So I'm asking her to refund the 30 on that. So even if they take the 99, I'm asking her to refund the 30, because you must not have been set up on auto pay on that. And I'm also asking her if the date that it says total current charges due by January 16th, I'm asking her if they take it on the 16th or do they actually take it on the first of the month?
Okay.
So those are the two things that I think we need to find out, the exact day that it comes out. And I'm looking at your bill that you have in front. I don't know, that's on your screen because it's paperless, but there is a bill on there. So I'm kind of looking at that.
Okay.
Yeah, you're on.
You can only use a bank account, right?
You can use you for the $10. You have to use your checking or savings account, or you can use a debit card or a credit card, but then you only get $5. So it would be $74.99 instead of $69.99.
Yeah, because your website is misleading on that.
Yeah, a couple of people have said that they don't see that it's a difference of five, you know, the 10 and the 5.
Right. Well, it costs me 5 for the bank and 5 for paperless, right?
Well, no, it's Nope, it's $10 for, or yeah, either way you have to go paperless, but it's 10 with the bank account and 5 for a debit or credit. I think that's right. Maybe the wording isn't right in there.
It's not, because my son did the same thing and he's not getting the full $10 because he only used his credit card.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they told
sometimes.
Him to use his credit card.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to use a credit card because you're not worried that your deposit's not in or whatever. They're going to take it. You know that it's coming out, but it's not as crucial as the timing,
right.
You know? Okay, my supervisor has not answered me back. Would you like me to call you back? Or if you want, you can stay on the phone with me. I just don't want to. Okay, so I have your number as 518-470-2353.
Correct.
Okay.
Because over the weekend, the service has gone downhill big time. You guys
really?
Have technical difficulty? Yeah.
Not that I know, but let's find out. Okay, let me give her the most important info. All right. I can go. No, cancel. That's that. That's lost. And. All right. So, Mark, I have all your info, and I am going to reach back out to you, and I'll also let her know that over the weekend that the service went really slow. And still slow today. All right.
Yeah.
And do you know how much slower it is? Because I can also, I'll send this over to tech and see maybe if there's something going on.
Yeah,
and
oh,
he did? Okay.
I cannot run a speed test on the app, but I use another app.
Uh-huh.
And I'm only getting like 300 to 400 down, up and down.
300 to 400. Okay. Up and down. All right. I am going to also put a call in for them. Okay. But they'll reach you directly. You're welcome. Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
I'll talk to you soon. Bye.